Town Talk Media Productions presents this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you will get information and insight of what's happening around our area, including our cities, counties, schools, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. We are the voice for West Texas. And now here's Town Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Town Talk Show. This is Eric Horton, and with us today is Randy Mulkey, Keith Pascal, and of course Gerald Richards, one of our hometown guys here in Brownfield. He'll be with us, join us here in just a minute. We're going to be talking about the early Settlers Day Ranch Rodeo and team roping, and of course we're going to be talking about the good dance on Saturday night. So Randy and Keith, welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Awesome. So we've got a little rain.
Good. That's a good thing.
I was glad to see the rain.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a kind of a, it's really strange how it's hit and miss. As long as it ain't like 2011, I think we'll be fine, right?
I've seen us get enough, but not too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's always a nice thing. So, the let's talk with you right fast, Randy. You're the one that seems to be really heading this up. At least that's what I've been told. So, the early Settlers Day Ranch Rodeo and Team Roping, is this y'all's first year?
It's the first year that we've had this. I've put on team ropings ever since the Mallet opened for Early Settlers Day. And the Ranch Rodeo was something that was a lot of people are having them now. I mean, they're kind of a something that's big at the moment. And we've got a facility over there that is really hard to match.
Oh, yeah.
The Mallet is just a super facility.
It is. Believe you me, we're jealous over here.
And there's a lot of potential there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the Ranch Rodeo deal, I wanted something for spectators. Team roping is just, I mean, it's great for the team ropers, but it's not really what you'd call a spectator event.
Uh-huh.
After you see four or five team roping runs, then you've pretty much seen what a team roping's all about.
Right.
But the Ranch Rodeo is a whole different deal. I mean, we've got wild cow milking in it.
Right.
Muff down a cow and milk it. And we've got stray gathering and branding and ranch bronc.
Yeah.
And such as that. So it should be a really entertaining venue to go to.
Yeah. So, you know, you just said something about branding. So, I mean, do they literally...
we brand them with chalk.
Chalk, okay.
In other words, it's a time thing for each team.
Okay.
And the team picks a roper, and he goes in there and heals the calf and drags him across the line, and the other team brands him.
Okay.
With chalk.
Yeah.
So
oh, wow.
It's not actually an actual branding, but it's the same thing pretty much.
And... That I may have to go to this, get out there and do that. So, with that though, y'all have it says here y'all have a meal by is that Gina's Feedbag?
Gina's Feedbag. Yeah. A lot of people around the Levelland area know Gina. She does a whole lot of catering, really super food, and such as that. So that's included in our VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Of which it's $30 to get in, and that includes the dance, the rodeo, the meal, the whole thing.
Yeah, and then, of course, then there's just the rodeo and meal.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 5 o'clock.
And then there's just the dance.
And then there's the dance. And, of course, rodeo and dance is $15. Dance only is $10. Children 8 and under are free. Now, this is going to... what's this for exactly? Is it benefit just Levelland people, or is it a benefit of a certain group?
You know, it's not actually what you would call a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I looked into several deals of that, and I couldn't really pick the one that I wanted to try to do. So this year we're just trying to get the first one under our belt, and next year should be a lot bigger and better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, after we get this one done, and next year I'm probably looking at a 2-day ranch rodeo, and then the team roping, after that.
Yeah, is there any kind of big names that are coming in for ranch rodeo?
Well, we got guys coming from Perryton. Of course, it's all team events.
Yeah,
And I can't even think of where, Psalm's coming from Earth. A lot of local ranch teams.
Yeah.
You know, feedlots have put together teams and such as that. So it's not the pros, in other words.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be really interesting watching. We've got Bryce and Grace Chapman. Bryce has been all over the world. He's done shows at the White House. And he's going to do rope tricks, and he's got a little kind of a little program that he put together. He's got a set of draft horses and a wagon and such as that. So, and he's really entertaining.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of going to be our entertainment for the deal.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say rope, watching those guys rope and do the rope
and
stuff.
He
that's
does all
amazing.
The rope tricks and he's got... he's got some animals that everybody will like. I don't want to give it away.
Right, no.
But he does a great job.
That would be really good. And what's up with the Southwest Regional Balloon Club?
Basically, what I was trying to do was find interesting and, you know, something that people would love to come see.
Yeah.
And they're going to be out there. They can't fly because it's right in the middle of summer. So, well, they actually said they could fly early of a morning, but it depends on the weather. So we're not saying that they're going to fly.
Yeah.
But what they're going to do is set up. The kids can come over to the baskets
with
the balloons and look and see how it all works. And, and they're going to stand them up, you know. And then between the ranch rodeo and the dance, about dark, they're going to do a night glow.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, it's just something that's interesting that people want to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a goat roping coming on. I got a guy out of Odessa that's bringing his goat arena. And if you've never seen a goat roping, they're really big.
Yeah.
I mean, you rope a goat on feet, and it's just like a team roping. It's a timed event.
Yeah.
The fastest team wins.
Oh, wow.
And they get really big. And then we've got Whitley Acres. Debbie and Jason Whitley are bringing their exotic zoo out there, and the pony rides and such as that. So we've got vendors. We don't have a whole lot of vendors in there this year, but we've got saddle and tack vendors and some clothing vendors, and I really don't know what all these vendors are bringing.
You know, this is really nice for our area to have something like this. It's different.
Right.
It's regional, and it allows people from all ages to come and enjoy different aspects and stuff.
Well, I tell you, the response, you know, I was kind of worried about it to start with because I didn't know how well it would be accepted, but the response I've gotten has just been tremendous.
Yeah, that's really good.
And, you know, one of the things I wanted to bring back to this area was an annual dance that everybody looked forward to.
Right.
And especially a rodeo-type dance.
Yeah.
I mean, during Early Settlers Day in Levelland years ago, when I was younger, I remember leaving the house at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, being down at the square all day, and then, you know, they'd have the dance and everything after that, and I wouldn't get home till midnight.
Yeah.
You know? So it was a whole day event.
Yeah.
And kind of the way it is, seems like it's been for the last few years after the parade's over, you know, it's pretty much done.
Now, are you originally from Levelland or Hockley County?
I was born and raised.
Born and raised, so that's home.
Yes, sir.
And your parents, I guess, as well? Or
yes.
Awesome, wow. So I love the generational, you know, kind of stuff. I was a fourth generation Lubbock County guy, northwest shallow water area.
My mother and daddy run the Levelland answering service in Levelland for 35 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yes, I'm hometown in Levelland.
And there is Gerald Richards with us. I'm going to tell him to put on the headset there. So I've known Gerald for quite some time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of like, I guess I should have had Gary Nix come in here too, right?
That's right. Yeah, you should have.
That would have been really worse off, right?
Well, I've worked with both of them, and pretty much they like show up when everything's, you know, set up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
You just introduce them, and they come up like a superstar, you know.
Man, how are you doing over there, Gerald?
I am well, and how are you guys today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to see you, man.
Well, it's good to be out and about.
Yes, absolutely. I run into him every once in a while, and we had a little chit-chat or whatever, and one of my favorite people here, and in Terry County is Gerald and Jaquita Richards, and I don't know why. I still hadn't figured it
out. They're pretty good company. She's all right anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm still trying to figure out why she stayed for this long.
And they have good kids as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we do, we're going to come back and talk about the music that's going to be there at the dance. And then, of course, Keith and Richard. Gerald's going to have a little music for us, which I'm excited about. This has been kind of a new thing that we're doing, trying to get some live music in here, and it gives y'all a lot of opportunity to say, hey, this is what we're expecting. So anyway,
it's not that easy to be very alive this time of day.
I know, right? I know. That's what I was telling. I think I was telling Randy a while ago, before we went on air. I said, I didn't hit the snooze button. I hit the off button. And so I was running a little behind this morning as well. Of course, I've been here for quite a while now, but anyway.
Give me a chance in a minute to say a little bit about the team roping. My team ropers are getting upset because I'm so ranch rodeo right now.
Really? I want you to talk about the team roping, because that's actually a pretty popular thing, is that right?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah,
I mean, they have them everywhere. That's one reason I switched over to a ranch rodeo.
Okay, I see.
The team ropings are a dime a dozen everywhere.
Yeah, and in South Plains College, they have a rodeo team.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have team roping as well?
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really awesome. So, okay, well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about team roping, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the music and listen to a couple of songs through these guys. So we'll be right back after these messages.
B&S Heating, Air Conditioning, and Construction, where a handshake means something. Actively serving Brownfield, Denver City, Lamesa, Lubbock, Seminole, and Tahoka, B&S offers an array of services, whether it be AC and heating repair and installation or residential repair, remodeling, and metal construction. B&S has you covered. Call Mark Slocum at 806-759-8200 or Mark Bearden at 806-759-8046 for your next project.
At Clinic Pharmacy, we monitor all your prescriptions so you don't have to. Why is that important? It's vital for your pharmacist to check for drug-to-drug interactions with every prescription you fill. And with more than 136,000 prescription drugs available in the United States, you need a caring, dedicated pharmacist to be sure that one prescription you're taking won't interact negatively with a new prescription. Caring for your health is what our professionals do best. That's Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, 637-7049.
Brownfield ISD, providing opportunities for all students to excel, exhibiting success in academics, athletics, and band. Staying in front of technology, using smart boards, iPads, and Google Books. Great facilities, including a state-of-the-art indoor practice field and training center. Uncover the opportunity. Brownfield ISD, committed to excellence.
You know, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played a little frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
If you're looking for small-town charm and the best food in West Texas, the Triple D has it all. Lunch is served Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 with live music, wine, and great food on Friday evenings. They pride themselves on serving the best Texas wine and are proud to be in the heart of Terry County, the great capital of Texas. Swing by the Triple D located at 519 West Main in Brownfield or give them a call at 806-637-0243. Like them on Facebook for daily lunch specials, events, and more. Come on in and grab a table. They'd love to have you at the Triple D.
All right, we're back here on the Morning Crew. The Town Talk Show. The Morning Crew was a few minutes ago. We've been talking with Randy Mulkey, Keith Paschal, and Gerald Richards, a hometown man here in Terry County. And, of course, this weekend, the 14th and 15th of July, they're going to have the Early Settlers Day Ranch Rodeo and Team Roping, plus a dance on Saturday night from 8 to midnight, featuring the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm not going to pinpoint who's who.
It changes from time to
time.
It
does, yeah. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
And so, but we want to talk a little bit about team roping before we get any further into the show. So, Randy, tell us about the team roping.
Well, we're going to have a team roping on Sunday, July the 15th, there at the Mallet Event Center. And the books will open at 10 a.m. We're going to rope at 11. We've got a number 13 slide. It'll be a bring one, draw two for $120. And all the ropings are four-header. So, and I'm going to tell everybody that ropes out there, we've got a great set of cattle. I just broke in about 65 head of freshies. And I mean, for this 13 and 11, they're going to be great. And then I've got slower cattle that we're going to put in the 9 and the 8 draw. So, you know, if anybody's a team roper, we're going to give buckles for each roping. And we've also got a set of saddles that we're going to give out for the high money winner of the day, header and heeler saddles. So, should be a great event on Sunday, and that'll pretty much finish up the weekend.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Awesome. That sounds like – I think it's neat because you don't – you know – I'm a this is gonna sound silly. We kind of lose our way of life,
right?
You know, everything progresses and progresses and progresses so often to a point where some of these simple earlier things in life are somewhat forgotten. And you know, I appreciate people like you bringing stuff back, and this is entertainment as well,
right?
And it's good entertainment. It's not, you know, you're not out there trying to, you know, cheer on some NFL player or NBA player, which, you know, I'm glad they do right. What they do. But this is it's real. It's hometown feeling, that kind of stuff. And so I appreciate it. Of course, now the good, the bad, and the ugly will be playing out there during the dance. Which includes Keith Pascal, Gerald Richards, and who's the other person?
We got Randy Henderson that plays bass guitar.
Okay.
Joe Bowles plays drums for us. He's been a area musician. He's been on tour with several different people.
Yeah.
Kelly Hasty, he played out in Branson, Missouri, Nashville. He's played with several different people.
Yeah.
And Baxter Vaughn on steel guitar. And if you've never heard Baxter Vaughn on steel guitar, he is amazing.
Really?
He's played with some of the best. He's opened for Gene Watson and
oh wow,
several other people.
I love the steel guitar, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that noise, that sound.
He is something.
Yeah.
But I'd like to say something about this ranch rodeo. I'd like to invite people that if you have a kid that is stuck on a cell phone or stuck on a computer that never goes outside, come and expose them to something that's new to them, that's real. It's even different than a regular rodeo. I know a lot of people watch regular rodeos on television and stuff
right. Like
that, but this it will be a great time, and you'll introduce your children to something that's pure and fun, and
yeah.
And you'll have a new fan of a new thing that they could be going to on a regular basis, because there's ranch rodeos all over the place.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're right. I mean, we're always stuck in fact, I keep picking up my phone, you notice, and the reason why is because you are Facebook Live right now.
Oh, okay.
Just to give you a little
well,
chance there. So.
Actually, we have a face for radio, not
yeah, well,
not Facebook.
Yeah. I always hear that all the time. You know, y'all know Dan Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Out there at Meadow Co-op, and of course he comes in and does our Ag Update. He says – because you also have the Dan Jackson that works for Channel 11. And our Dan Jackson says he has the face for radio, and that guy has the face for television. And so a lot of people, because I'll say Dan Jackson sometimes, people are like, Dan Jackson works for y'all? I thought he was the Channel 11 guy. I said, no. The one that has the face for radio, that Dan Jackson. And so anyway, so y'all are going to play a couple tunes for us.
Sure.
What are they? What y'all going to play?
Well, this first one we'll do is something we get a request for. at a lot of dances and a lot of places that we play, and I think it's because it's a song that's very rarely played that people just don't do. It's an old Merle Haggard song, and then we'll get Gerald to do something here. I don't know what he's going to do.
We'll probably do, I know Bob Wills' song called Sugar Moon.
Yeah. There you go, yeah.
That was a song that was wrote post-war time.
Yeah.
When all the guys were coming home to their gals.
Awesome.
Basically.
Awesome.
That's basically the backbone of that song.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to mute Randy over there. In case we start singing with y'all don't want to hear us. So, well, I don't know. Randy might sing
absolutely
really good.
Absolutely not,
so.
No.
So, y'all, let her rip there over there.
Carolyn, let me tell you what I heard about a man today. Didn't come home from work and he went away. Till he came to a city bright in the nighttime like day. There they say he met up with some women dressed in yellow and scarlet. Their warm lips like honeycomb drip with honey. There's something about the smell of strange perfume that made him feel warm and not alone. Yes, Carolyn, a man will do that. Sometimes on his own, and sometimes when he's lonely. And I believe a man might do that. Sometimes out of spite, but Carolyn, a man will do that always when he's treated bad at home. Yes, Carolyn, a man will do that. Sometimes on his own and sometimes when he's lonely. And I believe a man might do that. Sometimes out of spite, but Carolyn, a man will do that always when he's treated bad at home.
Nice.
Super.
I don't have the applause sound set up, but I would have done it.
Golly. So,
I know, right?
I'm really jealous because I tell you, I went to school with Gerald at South Plains College.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
We took fiddle together.
Oh, wow.
I cannot play a fiddle to this day, but he's taken it and went on with it.
Yeah.
Who said
super.
He could?
Well, I can't hardly even pick one up anymore.
Yeah,
but I'm really proud that he took it and went
Let
on.
Let me tell you something. We're pretty docile in here, but on stage, Gerald is a hoot. I'm telling you. He is entertaining, yeah, even if he don't strike a note.
He's the actual part of that song of Alabama. If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle on the back.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And regardless of how good a quality.
Yeah.
But no, like Randy said, he and I both took basically Fiddle 101 for dummies.
Yeah.
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 It's a well-known fact with our band that I do front the band, mm-hmm. and I do book the gigs, or most of them. I think Gerald booked this one, but Gerald is the actual leader of the band. He's the one that does everything behind me to make sure everybody's staying in line. So he's the one that takes the bow and points and says, okay, it's your turn and all that.
Right, right, absolutely, absolutely.
Which could be, you know, like the inmates running the prison.
No, I don't think so. No.
So,
all right.
Let's do a little Sugar Moon.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you.
it's sugarcane time. All along around June, I'll be walking with sugar, neath that old sugar moon. All the kisses I say, I'll be counting them soon. Oh, craving some sugar, neath that old sugar moon. I can see her right now, she'll get her calendar down, draw a circle around, the day we're altar bound. When it's sugar cane time,
enjoyed that, man. And I need to go get some sugars from my wife. Yeah, man, that was great. Great,
that's
guys.
A little preview of what we'll have at the dance.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And of course, again, Early Settlers Day Ranch and Rodeo and Team Roping. It will be July 14th, which is Saturday. Is that
right,
correct?
Right. Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. VIP admission is $30. That includes Gina's feedback and dance, or you can do the rodeo and dance. It's $15. Dance only is $10. Come out and have some fun with these group of people out there at the Mallet Event Center in Leveland, Texas, which is just off of 385.
Yeah. Right across from the airport.
Right, yeah. And it is a nice facility. Mm-hmm. My wife and I and family have been out there a few times with some of the things that they do out there. And, of course, you said there will be vendors and those kinds of things out there as well.
Right, right, right. Yeah, we'll have lots of things for the kids to do, lots of things to see. Hopefully it's going to be a great day.
It will be a great weekend. I know the weather is supposed to be nice, too.
You bet.
Of course, the dance will feature the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, of course, we only have a couple of those guys with us today that just
signed. Find us on Facebook.
Yes. Find them on Facebook.
We might even give a couple of tickets away.
Well,
off of
there
Facebook,
you go.
So
that'll be
give
nice.
A reason to go hunt us.
Exactly. And with that, we I want to thank our sponsors today. Of course, B&S Heating, Air Conditioning, Construction, Clinic Pharmacy, Brownfield ISD, McDonald's, and the Triple D, which y'all have been featured at the Triple D as well before, and so
great people.
They are great people. And of course, this rodeo and team rope and a dance is presented by Boxcar Arena, Randy and Sherry Mulkey. Which, Randy, we really appreciate you taking time out and coming in here with us today.
Well, thank you for letting me come out and talk about it.
Absolutely. And this will be up on our website momentarily so that everybody can listen to it again.
Good.
And so, and of course, we'll put this out on Facebook also. So, everybody, y'all have a great day. And, again, gentlemen, thank y'all for coming in with us today.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And this is Town Talk Radio. We'll see y'all later.
Thank you for listening to the Town Talk Show. You can find today's show on towntalkradio.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Town Talk Radio. This has been a Town Talk Media production. We are the voice of West Texas.